Many states are moving to restrict what LGBTQ people can do in sports, in education, in healthcare. But many transgender people already feel poorly served by mainstream medicine, even in relatively liberal states. A number of providers in Western Massachusetts, which has a large LGBTQ community, is starting to focus on that population, and one new clinic serves almost exclusively trans patients. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
Nuri Sharif told their doctors for years they didn't want kids, and the providers usually dismissed it as the fleeting belief of a young person.
It was like a just wait, honey, kind of thing. Like, you'll change your mind. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm pretty sure I won't.
But when Sharif had their first appointment at the clinic Trans Health via Zoom, the provider, a trans man, didn't question that decision at all and even went a step further.
He was the one that was like, do you ever think you would pursue like a hysterectomy?
Sharif is 29 and trans non-binary, which means they don't identify as exclusively male or female. They were assigned female at birth and already take testosterone. Sharif figured it took a provider with a real understanding of gender issues to suggest removing their uterus. That sort of sensitivity is why TransHealth opened in Northampton a year ago, in May 2021, as a clinic for transgender patients. It was created and initially funded by a Western Massachusetts philanthropist. One of his first hires was Dallas Dukar as TransHealth CEO, who helped survey the local community.
A lot of folks said they had to teach their provider how to provide gender-affirming care, and they should be the ones teaching you.
In 2016, Dukar herself transitioned to identify as female. At the time, she was working as a psychiatric nurse. As she runs the business, she says she draws on some of her own challenges getting health care, including constantly having to correct the gender on her medical record.
The data shows that if you are trans, you are more likely to be discriminated in a healthcare setting. And we know that if you get discriminated, you're much less likely to show up to that healthcare visit again or to really engage in your healthcare at all.
She says the clinic offers non-judgmental care. The exam rooms include rainbow flags and other art, soft lighting.
We really wanted to make this a space that didn't feel sterile. It didn't feel like an exam room. There's so much trauma that's been perpetuated in medical systems. We wanted to make this feel different.
Which is why they also offer non-clinical services, like a clothing swap among people transitioning, and theater practice.
1-6-5-4-3-2-1-6-5-4-3-2-1-6-5-4-3-2-1.
Once a week, after the clinical staff goes home, a theater troupe leads acting exercises and different forms of performance and expression for LGBTQ youth.
I feel like if I fill my time with things that I don't have to think about anything anymore.
Theater co-director Shai Cooper, himself a trans health patient, says having free space to do theater practice serves as a kind of mental health care, but also...
We see it more as... like ways to have our community validated and affirmed.
But having the idealism to start a new health center is one thing. Making it work in the U.S. healthcare economy is another. Dukar says at first they couldn't predict the demand.
Like, we could have hired providers and no one could have showed up. Instead, the opposite happened and we got flooded with requests immediately.
She says it's been hard to hire enough providers, so waiting lists for new appointments are long.
How can so many people still need care, and how can so many people be arriving with such complex needs too and just not have been taken care of throughout their life?
TransHealth is not the only medical practice in the region to focus on trans care. At Oxbow Primary Care, part of Cooley Dickinson Hospital, about half the patients are LGBTQ. Miranda Balkin is medical director.
I am continually humbled by how complicated people's gender journeys and identities are.
At the same time, Balkin says, part of treating trans people is not always considering gender first. Balkin refers to what's called trans broken arm syndrome, where a trans patient will have a basic complaint, like a broken arm, and a provider will assume the problem is gender related. Balkin remembers one of her patients going to a specialist for an eye disease and being told it was caused by the hormones they were taking. Balkin told her patient that was ridiculous.
There is no physiologic pathway by which your testosterone could be causing this eye problem. This doesn't make any sense.
Balkin says providers also need to keep in mind the organs that a trans person may still have as a result of their assigned sex at birth.
People with a cervix need pap smears. People with a prostate need PSA checks.
Like Trans Health, Balkin says the Oxbow Clinic is trying to hire more providers. At the moment, they are booking new patient visits for 2023. TransHealth says it surpassed 1,000 patients in its first year. CEO Dallas Dukar says their current focus, in addition to hiring, is on financial independence once the seed money is gone. And in the meantime, she's had to accept the limitations of what a medical clinic can do for the transgender community.
You know, we cannot stop someone from experiencing discrimination in all aspects of their life. We cannot stop someone from not experiencing gender dysphoria. We can try our best and proceeding with the knowledge that we're not going to solve everything overnight.
For Here and Now, I'm Karen Brown.